Now, do you use public transport a lot? Do you find that you're fumbling through your purse or wallet to find the smart rider, only to panic again when it's time to tap off? Is there a better way of doing this? Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is. Is there a solution that's better than just having a card that is in my jacket pocket, have I put it in my bag? Yes, there is. One Sydney man thinks so. He has gone to the trouble. You may have seen this on news bulletins last night, and I thought it was a strange and curious thing. He has embedded an opal microchip in his hand to combat this very problem. With his newfound freedom, he's catching public transport with a simple tap of his left hand, where the technology has now been implanted under the skin.
It gives me an ability that not everyone else has. So if someone stole my wallet, I can still get home.
Wow. It does give him an ability that other people might not have. But it does raise two questions. Why would you actually implant any kind of chip unless you're a dog and you need to have a chip implanted? Why would you go to the lengths of implanting a chip inside you? I think he's a bit of a quirkster. His name's Mr. Meow Meow, which would suggest he's a quirkster. That's his legal name. May not be the name he was given at birth, but we're entitled to make these changes. So Mr. Meow Meow, dear, the modern world's strange, isn't it? Had a chip implanted in his hand, so the next time he gets on public transport, he can just casually go, bing, and he's there. What we wanted to ask, as someone who we thought would know, Steve Sammartino, who's an author and a futurist, is, are we likely to do more of this weird stuff as the years roll on? Steve, good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
Not bad, thank you. Now, I'm not going to dwell on the legalities of such a move, but I'm interested to know, do you look at it and say, here's a man boldly using technology to its fullest advantage?
I don't look at it as a real advantage at this early stage, but I do look at people like Mr. Meow Meow and say that we sometimes need to be thankful for those who live on the fringe, because they do inform the possibilities of the future and maybe help us iron out some of the quirks of where we might be going. Because I think in the long run, you know, 20 or so years in the future, most of us will have technology implanted into our bodies, but I think it'll be more to enhance our cognition as opposed to just kind of open a door or have other near-field communications. So I think that, you know, in some ways we need to be thankful. He's kind of like a modern-day Wright brother who might, you know, risk certain parts of what he does to inform what's possible going forward. So I'm not sure what the advantages are right at this point in time in using such a technology, but it's these fringe dwellers that sometimes help us shape the future.
That is beautifully put. Now, you say 20 years from now that we might have these chips inside us primarily to, what, help us see, hear, see better, hear better, respond to the world better?
Yeah, all of those things. But I think it's if you imagine the possibilities of your smartphone, which has, you know, connections to all of the world's information, can record the world around you and take photos and video files, I think that will end up in our bodies, probably via contact lenses in the first instance. But certainly with the advancements in nanotechnology, there's a high probability that we will have forms of cognition and microchips inserted into our bodies. I don't think it'll be on the current type of technology, more a nanotechnology. And you could even argue that that's part of the natural evolutionary process. One thing that has happened over time is our bodies change based on our environment and the tools that we use and so on. It's just that it's happening far more rapidly now. And at some point in the future, you know, it would be plausible that we have some sort of a cyborg existence. And already we do put a lot of things inside our body that aren't naturally there, mostly static things or mechanical devices to help us continue along, you know, valves in hearts and so on. So it's not outside of the realms. I think the thing that's quirky, as you mentioned, is it's just, you know, a simple thing that to let yourself on the train is not I don't think so much benefit.
It is one of these things. My guest is the futurist Steve Sammartino, and we're talking about this chap, Mr. Meow Meow, who was revealed yesterday has a chip in his hand. Someone said on his shoulder, but not at all. In fact, he doesn't sound like a man who has a chip on his shoulder. He seems very comfortable with who he is. And he basically just waves his hand when he gets on public transport. The chip is recognised. He goes about his business and he can laugh to his friends, say, I never need to have another public transport plastic card again. And Steve is telling us that at some time in the future, more and more of us will probably have technologies within us using nanotechnology, probably from a health and medical perspective, to make us see and hear and move around a little bit better. I like the idea. See, I can accept all that, Steve, but then you use the word cyborg, and suddenly it went off into this kind of scary realm again.
Well, I guess, the truth is it will happen. I mean, I think it will happen. I think certainly certain portion of the population will choose to have implants that enhance cognition, and I think enhance our ability to understand and work in the world. And so it might even be an evolutionary fork in our species, you know, much like the chimpanzees, you know, climbing down from the tree and crossing the savannah. In some ways, there'll be a portion of our population that choose to evolve into this way using technology.
What would you do, Steve? Because you are a futurist, so you understand technology and you understand the possibility of the new. What might you consider embedding under your skin?
I would only embed something under my skin if it enhances what I can achieve as a person, not if it just improves convenience. I don't think convenience is a good method for doing it. But let's say I had the abilities to calculate and understand the world and connect with people, you know, virtually using my brain. And so I had, like, the power of a smartphone inside my body and it enhanced me, then I would do it. But I wouldn't be the first to line up. You know, I'd want someone else to iron out the bugs in the first instance. But, you know, I think that all of us will, because it becomes a necessity for survival in the modern world as we get inundated with information. Yeah. But on the convenience side of it, I think that biosensors are more likely where we're going to go. Instead of having to have a microchip under your skin, something will scan the retinas in your eyes, or you'll just put your finger down and it'll detect your unique heartbeat pattern. And I think that that opening door equivalent is probably not going to be something that we'll see in many people's skin.
You know, two things have been raised today, and you've talked about the future, and it's exciting and frightening, as it usually is when we talk about the future. But I can't help thinking that it's going to mean two things. It's going to mean the end of the quiz night. I mean, if you actually do have Google inside your own head, then the quiz night is a completely pointless experience, and everyone will know everything, which is appalling. I like it better when everyone just thinks they know everything. And then the second thing, I'm actually really concerned about Mr. Meow Meow, because in about 2 weeks' time, he's going to be going up to people saying, hey, look at this, I've got this microchip. And people will go, what else does it do? And the answer will be nothing.
So
choose your technology.
I think that's it. And sometimes it actually pays to be a laggard. I like to know what's happening really quick and experiment with technology.
Yeah.
But as we know, with all forms of technology, the very first iterations of it, there's usually a lot of bugs inside them. So it does pay
to sit back,
see how the technology works, find out what the bugs are. And that's why we've got to be thankful for people like Mr. Meow Meow, because he's one of those on the front line doing that. But, I think that it does pay to be patient and understand what the implications are, you know, from a health perspective, from a legal perspective, a privacy perspective, because so much of what we do and touch now, other people have the ability to interact with that information. So it's got a broader implication than most people think.
Yeah, I think I might come and see you before I even go and get a tattoo to know if it's a good idea. His name's Steve Sammartino, ladies and gentlemen, and we finish the program